Wednesday. Here we go. Get ready to put this one on the replay list because you're going to love what you hear today. We're going to talk about it all day. We're going to talk about Bob Woodward. We're going to talk about another upset with another communist coming through. This time in Massachusetts, unseating a 10-term member of Congress. Another communist makes her way through for the left. Crazy town, they say. Plus we've got the chaotic hearings for Brett Kavanaugh. Unheard of, bizarre behavior by the left on this one. We'll have that in just a moment. But first, I do want to start with this whole conversation about Bob Woodward and his brand new book. Bob Woodward has a brand new book. It's already under fire. It's a fraud, so say people inside the White House, including people like Chief of Staff John Kelly and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Jim Mattis says this: the contemptuous words about the president attributed to me in Bob Woodward's book were never uttered by me or in my presence. While I generally enjoy reading fiction, this is uniquely Washington brand of literature, and his anonymous sources do not lend credibility. While responsible policymaking in the real world is inherently messy, it is also essential that we challenge every assumption to find the best option. I embrace such debate and the open competition of ideas. In just over a year, these robust discussions and deliberations have yielded significant results, including the near annihilation of the ISIS caliphate, unprecedented burden sharing by the NATO allies, the repatriation of U.S. service members remains from North Korea, and the improved readiness of our armed forces. Our defense policies have also enjoyed overwhelming bipartisan support in Congress. In serving in this administration, the idea that I would show contempt for the elected commander-in-chief, President Trump, or tolerate disrespect to the office of the president from within our Department of Defense is a product of someone's rich imagination. That was signed by Secretary of Defense James Mattis. He doesn't give Bob Woodward's book any credibility at all, but let me guarantee you this book called Fear, Trump in the White House. That's the book, Fear, because that's what the left does, fear-mongering. And Bob Woodward, like many of the Watergate people, live in the past. But I want you to hear this. I want you to listen to what I am about to share. I was going to start with the rabid, out-of-control Democrats attacking the entire process of a confirmation hearing. But I want you to hear Bob Woodward on the phone with President Trump talking about this cesspool book. In the book, but I want you to listen to the tape of a conversation between Woodward and President Trump just 2 weeks ago on August 14th of this year. Now, each and every one of these books would have you believe, whether it's Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff or the thing that Omarosa wrote or this thing, Fear, they would have you believe that Trump is teetering on the edge of incompetency, that he's out of touch with reality, and that those around him are scared he will destroy the country. But I want you to decide for yourself how this sounds. Here are Bob Woodward and Donald Trump just 2 weeks ago. Go.
Hello, Bob.
President Trump, how are you?
How are you? How are you doing? Okay.
Real well. I'm turning
Good.
In my tape recorder
with
your permission.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Sorry we missed the opportunity to talk for the book.
Well, I just spoke with Kellyanne, and she asked me if I got a call. I never got a call. I never got a message. Who did you ask about speaking to me?
Well, about six people.
They don't tell me.
Senator, I talked to Kellyanne about it 2.5 months ago. She came for lunch.
Well, it's too bad. Of course, you and I had a conversation, a couple of years ago, and so that, I think, got you there a little bit. And we had a conversation many years ago, if you remember, in Trump Tower.
I did.
That has to be 20 years ago. And you were thinking about doing a book about me then, which is interesting. Who knew it would have been on this subject, right?
Yeah,
that was not in the cards at that time.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry.
I still remember that.
I spent a lot of time on this, talked to lots of people.
All right, good.
And as you know and are living, we're at a...
So we've got another... Here's the point. Bob Woodward is talking about some senator that he cannot remember, but Donald Trump sounds perfectly lucid and perfectly in control of the conversation. This goes on for 12 minutes or so, and Kellyanne Conway comes in and she says, yeah, I had lunch with a guy. And then he says, well, I mentioned it to Lindsey Graham. Well, Lindsey Graham doesn't schedule meetings for the president. The point that Bob Woodward's complaining that he didn't get a chance to speak to the president, and the president talks about how the economy's doing and the improvements of NATO and so on and so forth, But then I see this written statement from James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, completely debunking anything that Woodward has to say. But Bob Woodward being the next guy paraded around Washington is the new expert on Donald Trump's presidency. And again, you have to decide for yourself what you believe. Does it ring true? You listen to a tape like that. Does it ring true to you that somehow Donald Trump is out of touch with reality, that he's teetering on the edge of, you know, incompetency? Because it doesn't sound that way to me at all. It sounds like a guy having a conversation saying, hey, remember we got together 20 years ago? We got together a couple of years ago. I've talked to lots of people. Who have you talked to? Did you call Madeline in my office? Did you talk to her? Continue on just a little bit more. Let me just share just a little bit more. Go.
History.
Right.
And I would have liked to have done that, and I maximized my effort, and somehow it didn't get to you.
It's really too bad, because nobody told me about it, and I would have loved to have spoken to you. You know I'm very open to you. I think you've always been fair, but we'll see what happens. But all I can say is the country is doing very well. We're doing better economically just about than at any time. We're doing better on unemployment maybe than ever. You know, I mean, if you look at the unemployment numbers, you've heard me say it. And we're doing better on unemployment than just about ever. We're having a lot of companies are moving back into our country, which is would have been unheard of 2 years ago. If the other administration or representatives of it had kept going or kept, you know, if the other group had won, I will tell you that you would have, I think you'd have a GDP of less than zero. I think we would have been going in the wrong direction because regulations
are such a... Does that sound like somebody that's teetering on not being lucid or not being competent? It's complete garbage. It's complete and utter garbage. I am so glad that the left released this tape of the president talking about the accomplishments of his administration, talking about what has happened, talking about NATO paying its fair share, talking about the economy doing better, and you've got Bob Woodward, well, I maximized my effort. Bob, you don't represent yourself well here, Bob Woodward. All the President's Men was a great accomplishment, won the Pulitzer Prize and all of that. But here, fear is not a great accomplishment. And when you have the Secretary of Defense come out, a guy who is well-respected, plus everybody else around, this is just one of the people around. James Mattis, just one of the people that came out and said, this is all garbage. All of the high-ranking officials around the president say, this book is garbage. This is not true. These are, again, you're going to have anonymous sourcing, no attribution to who is saying what and at what time, just anonymous sources. Here's what was said at this meeting, really. Based on the sourcing of what exactly? Secondary hearsay? We don't know, because Bob Woodward pulls the same scam that all these others do, which is to, well, use anonymous sources and not tell you what's going on. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the chaos of the left. The left always talking about Donald Trump's conduct and how he conducts himself in public and how he behaves and how he's not presidential. Well, we'll let you hear Kamala Harris and Senator Blumenthal and some of these other architects of the left's takeover and refusal to allow Donald Trump to be president and all of this other nonsense. It's straight ahead. We're just getting warmed up on the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low in storage to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel... Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 346-8059.